this first one, it took me a minute. I felt so Gracie-like that I couldn't get this. Both of my parents are gone now, writes our girlfriend Dorian. I was talking to a friend on the phone, and she asked if I was going to the cemetery for Mother's Day to visit my mother's grave. Before I could answer, she followed up by saying, it'll probably be crowded that day. And I said, oh, I've got it. I'll go visit my father on Mother's Day and then visit my mother on Father's Day. There was a silence on the other end, and she said, people will still be there to visit their mothers, and it'll still be crowded. Say goodnight, Gracie. I'm embarrassed. It actually took me a minute because I read that and I thought, what a good plan. What's yours? Oh, this was the one that was cracking you up on the air the other day.
Right, but I couldn't read it till today. This is from Denise. My Gracie moment happened when I was coming home from seeing my mother, my parents in Southern Illinois. My husband and I usually stop at Cracker Barrel on our way down for either breakfast or lunch, and the ritual is we get our table, we order our food, and then I hit the shop, and then I show up back at the table in time for our food. So that's what we did. My husband got a table along the wall. I go off. I come back. I sit down after my shopping, and I notice a check was sitting at our table already. I proceed to start just rambling on about how could we have gotten our check if we hadn't gotten our food yet. I didn't even look at my husband, and I look up to see why he wasn't responding to me. I was not sitting with my husband. I proceeded to say, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were my husband. I ran to the correct table one down. The thing is, the man who I thought was my husband was a black man, and my husband is white. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Want some cherry preserves? I just bought them.
In the shop.
We got a great Gracie moment from one of our girlfriends. This is from Laura. My husband and I and our 19-year-old daughter and our 21-year-old boyfriend were going to downstate Illinois, and I'm a lover of things historical, so I insisted we visit Lincoln's tomb. We entered the tomb. We followed in line through the passage that was filled with historical memorabilia, clippings, documents, photos of Lincoln's life and his final demise. We entered then the actual place where Lincoln's casket is very honorably, respectfully displayed. I stood next to my husband, my daughter, her boyfriend, and all the other visitors and stared solemnly and contemplatively. After some quiet moments like this, I turned to my husband and said, what did he die of anyway? Say goodnight, Gracie.
This is one from supposedly a girlfriend of the person she's telling the story on. The person's name is Carrie. It was just before Christmas. I love the way our listeners wrote these. It was just before Christmas. Carrie was working away at her desk in the local state bank she had been employed at for several years, and in walks one of Carrie's mom's close friends. The friend strolls over and heads for Carrie's desk. Hi, Carrie. I wasn't sure I would see your mom before the holidays. Would you mind giving her this gift for me? Carrie, in true holiday spirit, says, oh, of course, I'll give it to her. And how thoughtful of you. And the friend says, oh, it's just a little something, blah, blah, blah. Happy holidays. The friend leaves the gift. Carrie stashes it out of sight under her desk, handles a few phone calls, and heads for lunch. 30 minutes later, she returns to her desk, and to her delight, someone has left her a gift.
Oh, no.
Did anyone see who dropped this present off while I went to lunch? How exciting. And she proceeds to tear into the surprise gift. Is baffled by its contents. Very specific. Snack foods, magazines, candle scents. How weird. This gift seems like it was for someone who loves all of these specific items. And her coworker then breaks the news to her. Carrie, you just opened your mom's present, the one you stuck under your desk 30 minutes ago. Say goodnight, Gracie.
This one is from Karen, and she says, I went to the drive-up at the bank to cash a check, and I put the check in the tube. And when the tube returned, I took it out of the holder. I put it on the front seat and drove away. I got back to work, went to pick up my wallet, and said, oh, my God, I took the tube. Instead of taking the money out of it, I took the whole thing. When I got to the office, the girls I work with said the bank called, and I told them that what I'd done, and they were all rolling in the aisles. And then a friend came in. She was really aggravated, and she said, don't go to the bank today because some idiot took the tube from the drive up, and the lines are backed up forever.
This is from our girlfriend, Dawn. Mom was Christmas shopping, tired and overwarm with her winter coat on, overladen, carrying all the packages she'd bought. Mostly, she was just tired and really eager to get home. You know what it's like when two people are walking towards each other and you do that little dance where you move to the right and they move to their left and you're still in each other's way, so you move to the left as they move to their right and you're still in each other's way, but you're closer to colliding. And this gets repeated several times. Well, Mom was tired and eager to get home. She acknowledges that the person she was dancing with sort of looked familiar, but she was in no mood to chat. So she just refused to make eye contact. She proceeded forward. Now they're almost at the point of collision. So Mom figures she will just politely say, excuse me, and brush by this other woman. Next thing Mom knows, she has walked straight into the mirror that was in front of her. The person who looked familiar and that she was dancing with was none other than herself, and she had walked straight into a mirror.
During the 1980s, I used to admire some model of Cadillac that had the space for the spare tire kind of molded into the body of the trunk. I guess I thought it looked real sporty or something. So when I was on a vacation with some friends, I saw a Cadillac that had one of these molded onto each side where the back doors of a car would normally be. And in front of all of them and some other people, I said something like, ah, look at that. I'd much rather have one in the rear than two on the side. Say goodnight, Grace.
Very nice. While shopping by myself at Michael's, as we all know, a craft store in Champaign, I glanced down an aisle and spotted my sister pushing a cart. She lives 2 hours away. So I was surprised to see her, as well as a little put out that she hadn't let me know she was going to be in town. I headed down the next aisle looking for her, but to no avail. My search for Anne, her sister, ended when I realized I had been looking at a reflection of myself in a mirror to begin with.
Wow.
So we have
two mirror
stories.
This is from Louise. I'm now 62. When I was 25, my girlfriend and I were in a neighborhood bar, and we were invited to a party in a nearby apartment. I was talking to an interesting-looking guy and happened to mention a certain person's name. He commented, ah, a Deutschmann. And I, in mid-sentence, said, yeah, either that or German. Just, hours later, I sat bolt upright in bed and go, either that or German.
All right, our human resource team was going on a group outing and had hired a sleek bus with black windows to take us to a Cubs game. Our training director, and this bitch puts her name in, but I'm not going to say the training director's name, was running late and didn't want to miss the bus, so she didn't change her clothes for the game, but came to the bus. We decided that she had time to change if she changed in the car. So we went to my car and figured out that if we opened a door and I stood in the way opposite of the direction of the bus, she could change without anyone seeing her. Unfortunately, the phrase out of sight, out of mind came into play. Both of us forgot the fact that we couldn't see into the bus, but it didn't mean that the folks already on the bus couldn't see out. So while Linda was helping Lois be protected from anybody else, they were facing the bus. And everyone on the bus with the black windows watched her change her clothes.
This must really make you feel good, Judy.
In the car.
This is the support group I've always dreamed of. Okay, this is from Patty. Okay, so I go through McDonald's drive-thru and I get a sandwich and shake. The shake was overfilled. It's leaking over the edge. So I took the lid off. I lay it among a pile of stuff up on the console. After I topped off the shake, I went and put the lid back on, and I noticed that the shake coating, the lid is really dried hard. They had put a used lid on my shake. Realizing this was a bigger job than the drive-thru could handle, I get out of my car, I march in, and I demand to speak to the manager. The woman comes over. I say, "Are you the manager?" She says, "Yes." I say, I didn't just ask her name. I said in my most forceful, professional voice, "And your name is?" It sounded stupid when I said it, but I wanted a name. She gives me her name. Remember, I'm in McDonald's. I show her the lid. I say, "This used lid was used on the shake I got in the drive-thru." She looks at it. She looks back at me, and she says, "Ma'am, this lid is from Burger King." 8 + 16 is how much? Help me out here.
24.
26.
What do you mean 8
plus
6? That's 26.
You do 8 and 8.
8 plus 6 is 4.
8 plus. Sweetie, you slept two nights.
Yes.
16 plus the other 8 is 26 hours.
It's 24
already.
Hours.
16.
16 plus 8 is 24. Judy's going to be working on her advanced math.
Okay, it's not about this.
Dr. Corey, thanks a lot.
Kathy,
you're very
yes,
welcome.
What
Judy?
When you think of centrifuge, do you think of it going from the 12 o'clock toward the 3 o'clock toward the 6 o'clock or from the 12 o'clock to the 9 o'clock?
You mean clockwise or counterclockwise?
Yeah, I never know which is which. What's it called when you compete? Competing.
Competitive.
My motto is every project deserves a new tool.
What's your newest tool, real quick, before we let you go?
Probably cordless drill.
Formless?
Cordless drill.
A cordless grill?
Drill.
Oh!
Jeez, you guys. Let's see, there's the Phillips, there's the flathead, and there's and the formless. It just convinces the screw to turn.
And I couldn't imagine why a grill would be cordless.
Did you read that article in the paper about the Clintons' marriage? And how unwilling people... I'll give you this.
The New York Times.
Oh. In the New York Times, yeah.
How did I miss that?
I don't know.
It was on the front page, Kathy.
Oh, that must have been the reason. This is the voice of Chicago.
Momentarily, anyway.
And if you were asked in a poll now, if you support the president or if you do not support the president, where would you fall?
Oh, I'd support him.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Dwayne.
Sure.
Okay. All right,
wait. Do I need a defibrillator?
Defibrillator? One of those?
What's the date of your wedding?
February 17th.
Oh, that's right before my birthday. And that you wouldn't, you would think you do. Well, I'd like to bring it back to me if I can.
Notice, yes.
No, Kathy, can I just do a detour? Shane, hang on
sure.
One second. I have two dates down in my address books for your birthday.
Okay. Well, we'll straighten it out.
I'm going to pick the sooner one.
Okay.
22. Yeah.
Okay.
In WGN Sports, the White Sox on the road try to get back on track against the Detroit Lions or Tigers or Bears.
Oh, my.
Now the WGN Weather Channel forecast. Here's Nick Wilchin.
Did you guys plan that?
There are some people claiming that CSI is helping criminals learn how to be smarter criminals. So if they're like smoking while you're burning and dead,
oh,
they move
good
cigarette
point.
Because that contains your DNA.
Well,
and
right.
They're watching the CSI effect is now affecting, say, several criminologists, the criminals, not just the juries.
Well, then you got to outlaw the Sun Times and the Tribune and WGN Radio, too, because we did that cigarette butt thing with the Lefko murders. Remember that? They found cigarette butts in the
alley.
In the sink or
outside
the house, too. Yeah.
Right.
So so you're saying that person was a WGN listener? If you buy a present for a spouse who's a woman,
that would be your wife.
Some Olympic results. U.S. skier Julia Mancuso won gold in the women's giant slalom today.
If something is like a $40 pair of underwear pants...
Underpants.
Underpants.
What was the show with the kids who were spies with Antonio Banderas?
Spy Kids? Okay, let's turn it over to Mary.
Wasn't it the name of it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. But Steve couldn't.
355 is okay. No problems on the drive or 8094. In WGN Traffic Central, I'm Mary Vandeveld.
Come on, Cher.
No, we're just...
Talking about dinner?
Yeah. Circumcisions?
You know what?
Oh, that was yesterday.
Why don't we take care of
nothing up my sleeve. I'm Steve Bertrand on Chicago's News and
Talk.
Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.